Gene Watson is a country singer who had a strong run of hits in the late 70s and early 80s, but he hasn't been heard much since then. Now he's back with a new album called In a Perfect World. Rock critic Ken Tucker says it's more than just another comeback record.
She still wears her wedding band. I've never seen it off her hand. And she's there every day when I get home. She still kisses me goodnight, but when I look into her eyes, I know that she's already gone.
There's an entire generation of country singers who stand on the verge of institutional extinction. While the current marketplace anoints American Idol contestants as country superstars and pays lip service to well-known greats like George Jones and Dolly Parton, there are many singers from the 70s and 80s whose reputations got lost in the transition from LPs to CDs and the iPod. These singers got a few wrinkles, perhaps, and put on a bit of well-deserved middle-aged weight, and thus lost out on the industry's youth obsession. Whatever the reasons, count among the lost Gene Watson. But now, he's lost and found.
You make my eyes run over all the time. You're happy when I'm out of my mind. You don't love me, but you won't let me be. Don't you ever get tired of hurting me?
That's from Gene Watson's fine new album, In a Perfect World, demonstrating that he still has the pipes to deliver a subtle honky-tonk lament. Watson had his first hit singles in the late 70s, songs like 14 Karat Mind and Sometimes I Get Lucky and Forget. Born in Palestine, Texas, he worked in an auto body repair shop until his career took off, and he was never a pretty boy crooner. His voice still has a chipped metallic edge, as hard as the cars he used to work on.
In a perfect world, I'd never wake up dragging. There's no doubt I'd still be on the wagon. I'd be out on the highway, on my way to the job. At bedtime, I'd still say a prayer to God.
On In a Perfect World, guest stars appear such as Mark Chestnut, Vince Gill, and on the title track I just played, Joe Nichols. Mostly they sing backup choruses rather than proper duets, avoiding the usual business strategy. Pair up the 60-something guy with a few younger bucks and hope country radio will play the senior citizen's music. One exception to this is a finely detailed duet with Rhonda Vincent on the George Jones, Tammy Wynette hit, Together Again.
Together again. My tears have stopped falling. The long, lonely nights are now at an end. The key to my heart, you you hold in your hand. And nothing else matters. We're together again.
I referred earlier to a lost generation of country singers. Guys, mostly guys, who weren't cool outlaws or crossover singer-songwriters. Who now listens to the likes of Mo Bandy, or Gary Stewart, or Don Williams? All the more reason to revel in the work of a contemporary of theirs, like Gene Watson. He complicates the cliché that you can't go home again by going home and finding that too often idealized place. He knows what a love-filled paradise and a tension-fraught battlefield home can be.
Ken Tucker is editor-at-large for Entertainment Weekly. He reviewed In a Perfect World by Gene Watson. You can download podcasts of our show on our website, freshair.npr.org.